The Sand Geeks. We are the Sand Geeks.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to episode 26. So as there's 52 weeks in a year, that means this is our half birthday. Is that right? If my math is correct. Other than that, I've got not much more to say, so I'm going to bring in the man, the legend that is Chris from the channel Fragmental. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Happy half birthday, Steve.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's absolutely mad. Again, half a year.
Half a year, time-wise, sounds a long time, but 26 episodes somehow doesn't seem that many, but kind of feels like we've been doing this a lot, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's good. I mean, you've had a busy day, haven't you? Because this is the second recording, well, I guess the live, but second, you know, fragrancy things chat that you've done today, as you were on a live earlier.
Well, I was very kindly invited onto Fragdicted's live that Tony does with Bex. Tony contacted me a few weeks ago and said, look, I'd love you to come on as a celebratory 1,000 subscribers mystery guest. So I said, I'd absolutely love to. And he was estimating that it would take him maybe about a month. But he had a little surge just before 1,000 and he got there sooner than expected. So he's been sitting on that 1K for a couple of weeks now. I was very honoured to be on there and had a good chat with them. We had a good laugh. I love those guys.
They're really good guys. We can't keep singing their praises because we do it every week, but it is good. I've had a crazy busy day because my I'm getting new cars arriving a week after this and old ones going back. So I've had to spend all day like cleaning the car inside and out.
Full on valet.
The worst thing is, you know, when you take the child seat out and all of the shit and the crumb and like. Oh my god! Underneath the seat, it was horrific. So,
and there's like a grape that's been there for 6 months and it's all shriveled up.
Yeah, it's just I've been doing that. So I didn't actually catch the live, but what I did do, I was curious to see who the guest was. So I just clicked on it after it had streamed, scrolled halfway through, saw your mug pop up, and I was like, I've seen him enough. I'll be talking to him later. Yeah, and I don't need to hear his voice anymore. I'll listen to him later.
Fair enough, mate.
So, but it went well, did it?
It was great, yeah. We had a couple of hours, and even their daughter Phoebe got in with asking us some questions, and she even got me to do a little TikTok dance, which I want to say, right, there was about a 2 second lag on the StreamYard live stream that we were doing. So when I was following Phoebe's dance moves, I want everyone to know I was in time to the music and I was in sync with Phoebe. But when you watch it back, I will look like I'm about 2 seconds behind, so I look like a proper dad.
I just
want to put that out there. I was in sync.
Awkward dad dancing. Talking of awkward dad moments, obviously you released a video today with your girls as well, which was lovely to see.
Well, so, we shot it yesterday.
How was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. We shot it yesterday. They've been talking for a couple of weeks, so can we be in another video? And I've kind of not really got them in videos recently because a few months back there was all this lawsuits involved with YouTube and children in video. So I was just playing it safe. I just thought I won't put them in. And then they mentioned it yesterday. They said, can we do a video with you today, Daddy? And so I thought, this actually gives me a bit of content that I can quickly easily shoot. Doesn't take too much, well, I thought it wouldn't take too much editing, but they proved me wrong on that one. So they said, yeah, yesterday, can we do it? We shot it, I edited it last night, I put it out this morning, so it was a quick turnaround, but it was nice to get them back on the channel. They always get a nice response in the comments when they come on.
They're just adorable, weren't they? And as I commented, they've just grown up, especially Evie's the youngest one, isn't she? Is that her name? Yeah, I remember the last video I remember her doing was the one where she just sort of couldn't pronounce any of the fragrances, and it was just really cute. It was just, she was desperately sort of trying, and it was, and she, again, she just looks like she's grown so much since then, so that was adorable. And I did also enjoy that you being the sort of tolerant dad where they're basically just bullying you and beating you up and spraying stuff all over you, and you have to just suck it up, and it's like, yeah, this is my life now, this is what I've got to endure.
Just deal with it.
Being a parent is basically just slowly being physically assaulted.
Tortured.
You just get beaten up in installments. Like one day I'll get like a headbutt, next day it might be a knee or an elbow, and it just varies really.
Well, the reason that one became a heavier edit than I thought was, you know, they started off in their pyjamas. That was their idea. And they said, no, we can do a special effect and changes into our clothes. And I, at first I said, no, you don't want to be in your pyjamas on YouTube. And then he insisted, so I thought, right, I can do that, this little spin special effect. So that took ages to get right. And then they like to ding the bell at the end, but they like to take the mick out of it a little bit, so they just ring it and ring it and ring it. They just think it's hilarious that I have to add that many sound effects on at the end. So that took me a long time. I think it was about 100 bell ring effects on there.
Oh, bless them. It's lovely to see. It is good. Other than that, how's your kind of week been? Your weekend? You had a good time and stuff?
Yeah, been a good weekend. And this week we went out to the beach. We went to a beach in North Yorkshire, Sands End, it was called.
Is that where you filmed your video?
Because I saw it is. Yeah. So again, I wasn't intending to film anything on a beach, but when we decided it was a nice day and we're going to go to the beach, I thought, right, kickbox, scramble, write a quick script the night before and get everything ready, load up the equipment. And we purposely went to that beach because we knew that it wasn't going to be busy. It's not a popular beach in terms of crowds. It's not like a Scarborough or a Whitby, even though it is near Whitby. So we went there and the beach was really a massive beach, not many people. So it was great for social distancing. And we made sure we sat on an area where it was really quiet. So yeah, I went off for a couple of hours. I had to walk about half an hour to get to where I filmed and half an hour back. So that was an hour. And it took me around an hour to film. So I was kind of away from the family for a couple of hours and I felt bad and spent a bit of time with them when we got back. But I just thought, next time we do that, I'm not going to film. You've got to get the balance right. And as soon as you'll know this, as soon as you start feeling YouTube eating into family time that you're never going to get back, that's when you start getting a little bit, okay.
Yeah.
I've never maintained the balance here.
I've never filmed on any holidays. I know you have, obviously, Nigel has, yeah. But I've never, I literally just kind of want to go away and just, because I am conscious, like, even today, like I had to spend literally practically all day. I did a run to the recycling centre, I loaded up the car and, you know, loads of stuff. And then I spent most of the day like cleaning all, like hoovering all the inside, cleaning everything, then cleaning all the outside so it could all go back all nice and new, basically. And I felt bad because I'd like hardly spent any time with the boy. So like we did play some games that in the evening, and I ended up having like a bath with him and stuff like that, and it was sort of quite nice. And you do sort of feel just guilty, don't you? It's a thing, but
you do. Yeah. What car are you getting, by the way?
I am getting a this week is going to be the car podcast. I'm getting a VW Tiguan R-Line Tech. I'm going down the SUV line here. So I'm sort of really looking forward to it. I wanted one for years. I really like the sort of R-Line one, so I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm like, I just can't go anywhere, can I? I'm not using it.
Not really, no. My sister's got one of those. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So we probably will do it like a little trip to the beach just to kind of give it a little run. But right, we should do some fragrance stuff, really, shouldn't we? So shall we do some Podmin?
Yes. What about, we've had some Kofi this week, haven't we?
We have had some Kofi, and we've had a few serial donators have been in again, and I really appreciate you guys for kind of donating more than once. I almost feel bad, but we do really appreciate it. So who have we got? We've had Barry from Centralize again, so Barry's donated. This is like, is his third, fourth time or something?
I cannot wait to buy Barry a beer when we can all meet up when this is all over. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, Barry Big Pockets, who loves to loves to just the haul. So he's put, I like you guys that much that I have taken money out of my Misuku saving plan to support you guys. Great podcast. Keep up the good work. We've had Mo Kajal as well. So third time or something.
Oh, thank you, mate. That is so... Thank you, guys.
He said, your podcast makes my daily run bearable at least once a week. Thank you again. And I'm missing one because I thought there was another. Oh, yes, we've had... their name on the Ko-fi page is Rock from California. And they just put, need a panty dropper list, guys. Kidding. So, yes. thank you for that, everybody. We do really appreciate that. So if you've not donated before, we would love you if you did. So if you go to ko-fi.com/thescentgeeks, all one word, you can donate as little as £3. And it's like you're buying us a coffee. And we put that towards our kind of admin fees and things like that. But Chris, has there been any reviews?
That leads me on to just a little spontaneous question. Oh, okay. Would you ever make a video about panty droppers?
I assume you mean like fragrances and not some sort of weird kind of other scenario.
Yeah, obviously we know that there are fragrances out there that as soon as you spray them, panties just drop everywhere. So I was just wondering if you'd ever make a video about it.
I've done like a most complimented, but I've never done like panty droppers because it doesn't exist. I mean, we've established I was a 6.5 out of 10, I think we said. panties don't really drop for me. I think they can certainly make you more attractive. I think it makes a difference because it's the same for guys, isn't it? If there's a woman that you like and she smells good, it just adds to the thing, doesn't it? Or conversely, if you know you fancy a woman and her perfume you don't really like, it sort of would put you off really. So I think it can add to the effect, but I don't really believe in the whole sort of panty drop.
Well, I kind of, a video like that's not really my style. It is quite a little crass, but I kind of still quite like the idea of it. Like, I think I'd have to think about how I would do it. It'd probably be slightly ironic, maybe a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I bet it'd get good views, you know.
Well, I keep giving you stick lately because you've done quite a few list videos. So yeah, add that to another list video. So
yeah.
Cool. Has there been any reviews then?
Yes, we have had a 5-star review this week. This is funny, right? Okay, even the title of this sets the tone. It's brilliant. So this person, who is Mr. Josh G via Apple Podcasts in the United States of America. So the title is Extremely British, Yet Surprisingly Tolerable.
So that is amazing.
Guessing he's not that big a fan of the Brits, but, you know, we should feel honoured that he's actually tolerating us and listening.
But also tolerable is the most, like, is the sort of least positive compliment you could get to somebody, that you are tolerable. I mean, I've really grown to tolerate you. But yeah.
Anyway, that's just the title. There's more. Here we go. Why do I keep listening to this podcast week after week? It's not for the theme song, I assure you. I mean, Mr. Josh G, bloody hell, it took me 10 minutes to write that. That's a little bit below the belt. Anyway, these two guys genuinely like each other and love fragrances, and it shows. This format allows them to let their guard down and be a bit cheekier. I'm learning to talk like them. Be a bit cheekier than their YouTube videos allow. My only complaint is that the show seems too short. If they can find more time to talk, I will listen. Keep up the great work. So a couple of disguised digs in there, but 5-star review, so yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I really like that. That's trouble is with the length of the podcast. We can't get it right, can we? Because sometimes we're sort of conscious that it sort of feels a bit long. But I don't think anybody's. We've only ever had one comment where they said, "Oh, it felt a bit too long. It'd probably be better if it was shorter or something." I think it was to do with their commute.
Nearly an hour, was it?
Yeah, something like that. But
Oh yeah, I think someone was saying, yeah, my commute's only at 45 minutes. If it's longer than that, it's really inconvenient.
Yes. That's a very personalised podcast there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, but that's cool. Thank you for that. 5-star review, that's amazing. We're doing really well on the old review front. So
now, Steve, what we realised after we finished recording last week, we forgot to do what we've been wearing.
We did.
We were having so much fun.
I mean, I'd been wearing some boring fragrances, but you always wear some really interesting stuff. So if you want to, if there was anything from the previous week that you want to mention, by all means, drop it in. But
You start, because I've just talked for a bit.
Yeah, I'll start. So right now, I am currently wearing Le Nuit de L'Homme, the vintage batch from 2011, because I'm that kind of guy. So yeah. As I sort of said, I've basically been grafting all day, so I actually didn't have a shower this morning, so I've been a bit of a stinky bastard. So I ended up having a little bath with my boy and stuff, and then I slapped on a bit of Le Nuit de L'Homme. This week I have been wearing, I wore Rasputin from Swedoff for quite a few days, actually, because I was doing a video, so I wanted to test.
I saw your video, good vid.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the video's a bit rushed, actually. But I was sort of quite pleased with it. It's a good fragrance, but I just, not
your
really,
style.
Not my style. What else have I worn? I had a Zara fragrance haul video last week, so I've been wearing quite a few Zara fragrances this week. So I've worn Vibrant Leather Summer, which I know you've got, because you featured it in one of your summer videos. I've worn Cardamom and Blood Orange, which is a really interesting fragrance. It's not what I was expecting, but it's a really, I'd like to get your take on it, actually. It smells like the shop Lush, which is weird, because I never thought I would sort of want to smell like that, but I dude, there's something kind of weird about it that I kind of like. You know when something's like a bit, it sort of makes you curious, it's a bit weird. So yeah, I quite like that fragrance. It's a bit basic, but... And then I also got 11.0 from Zara. So I know a lot of people are fans of 8.0 and 9.0. And 10.0 is supposedly a clone of sort of aquamarine from Bulgari, but I got 11.0, which gets compared to sort of Boss Bottled. But I found that was a bit, that was the only one in my little Zara fragrance haul that I was a bit disappointed with. It's just, it's nice, but it's just a bit, yeah, a bit bland.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's sort
that's
of it,
week.
Really. Yeah. So what have you been wearing, mate?
Well, before I kick off what I've been wearing, you've just prompted me to ask you a question, because a lot of comments I got on my aquatic top 10 aquatic fragrances was that there was no Bulgari in there. Uh-huh. And so I was just thinking, I'll ask the expert. I'll ask the man whose favourite designer house it is and just say, could you recommend me the best aquatic type fragrance from Bulgari?
I mean, it's probably got to just be the original Aqua, to be honest. I find Aquamarine is... I like it. I like all of them. But I find that one is... If you want a sort of sea salty kind of vibe, it's definitely got a sea salty vibe going on. So it's quite a...
Yeah.
Very much feels like you're right next to the seaside, we would call it here. But I guess a beach in the US. So that one, I find that a little bit too kind of sea-like. Obviously Aquamara is infamous. I think we all know that one. I really like that one because it's got the mandarin in it, which I love, but it is fucking strong. I have to do like two sprays tops, because otherwise you can choke people out with that, I find. And I just think, and Aqua Atlantique I really like, and it's, again, some people say it's a panty dropper. I just found it's a bit like a saltier version of Sauvage. It's like Sauvage with a sort of aqua kind of vibe going on.
Like, so the sound of that.
I think you'd like that, definitely. Yeah, it's worth trying.
So what you're saying, the original Aqua or Aqua Amara?
I would say the original Aqua is probably the sort of safest, most solid option. It's okay. Just really, really good. We need to, when we meet up, we're going to do a Bulgari smell and rate, I think. We need
That'd
to
be great.
Do that,
I'd love to do that, because it's a good way of learning about a house that I don't know that well. So yeah, definitely up for that.
Yeah, no, let's do it. Cool. So what have you been wearing, mate?
All right, so today I've been wearing a fragrance from a niche house, Amarude. It's Santal des Indes, which is a, as you would guess, a sandalwood fragrance, but it's got a nice complexity to it. There is some absinthe, top note of absinthe in there. It's also got a bit of leather as well. So really interesting fragrance. It's like a sandalwood with a bit of attitude, with a bit of sass. Sassy sandalwood. Yeah, it's good.
The only other absinthe fragrance that I smell is that Coach Blue, Coach for Men Blue. That's got absinthe at the top. And that was probably the most interesting aspect of the fragrance, actually, the absinthe. Okay. So it'd be interesting to see how it compares. But
yeah, it gives it this really kind of almost this bright, airy kind of fizz, really. It's hard to describe the smell of absinthe, I guess, the scent profile of it. But there's incense in there as well. So yeah, it's really nice. It's good. So I also, I gave Fahrenheit EDT first full wearing a couple of days ago, and I really enjoyed it. Really, really. And it felt, you know, I said I didn't have any associations with it. Well, it somehow felt familiar. I don't know if that's because I've smelled it on other people, or if it's just that type of smell that reminds me of other things. I don't know, but I enjoyed it. I got decent performance, and I just thought it was a good balance of being quite rich but being quite light and diffusive as well. So I think it's a really well-balanced fragrance. I can see why people love it. I'm a bit late to the party, but glad I'm here now.
That was the EDT one that you...
That was the EDT, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did wear the EDP as well, because I wanted to try it next to it, but I felt like... whilst I enjoyed that, it's not as attention grabbing. It sits much closer to the skin. I love the vanilla-y, boozy profile of it, but I think if you want to wear something that's got a little bit more to it and is a little bit more noticeable and gives you more projection, then the EDT is going to give you that.
That's interesting, because when we did our first impressions, you preferred the parfum, didn't you? I think I prefer
the scent of the parfum,
but as a package, you prefer
the whole
EDT.
Package. So far, I mean, much more wearings to do. Obviously, this is early stages, but I liked the all-round aspect that the EDT had. So I also wore another Dior. Nigel inspired me on his Instagram to wear Dior on cologne. I wore a Swedoft as well. So they've got a beautiful fragrance called Black Rose, which is just this enchanting, deep, rich rose fragrance that is got enough masculinity to it for me. It's like a, you know, that spiced rose rather than a real feminine type of rose. So that is, that's a cracker.
Can I be a little bit controversial and ask if it smells like anything?
It does not. No, it doesn't remind me of anything, actually.
Because obviously I found Rasputin smelled a bit like Clive Christian's X for Men, and I've just heard that a lot of their other sort of fragrances in their line are sort of similar to other ones.
Well,
so it's interesting that...
That is the case, but the most recent ones they've sent me seem to not be that. So I think they're maybe taking a little bit of a different direction.
Well, I guess there's... I don't know. It might purely be coincidence, but there's all potentially there's a business strategy in that, isn't there? To use some strong, familiar DNAs that you know work that will be successful to kind of get a recognition or get noticed and then start trying new things, I guess.
Definitely a good strategy. So I've also wore one called Maverick Intense from Parfums Vintage, which is their interpretation of M7 Fresh. I wore Prada L'Homme Low and Acqua di Gio Profumo. So a few designers going on this week. Nice mix.
Mate, can I ask you, have you smelt many of the Terre d'Hermes line?
I owned Terre d'Hermes ages ago and loved it. But I haven't smelled it or worn it for ages now. But I smelled in duty free the, was it the Fraiche or the Vetiver? But I think I've smelled both and I like them. They're uncomplicated fragrances, but they're really good and they do the job and the ladies love it.
Well, it's interesting because I watched a bit. We're kind of moving sort of nicely on, and this is smooth content I'm delivering right here. Because I watched a video from Timmy today, Imagine Scent, and he did a fragrance haul. Apparently, spent over $1,000 or something. There was a sort of niche in there, but one of the ones that he got was Terre d'Hermes, the Tray Fresh or Eau Tray Fresh or something, whatever that one is. And the reason I was kind of, it piqued my interest and I was kind of curious because. It sounds like he doesn't like Terre d'Hermes. He's never liked the original EDT or the kind of even the sort of Parfums, etc. He just says that the bitter orange is too bitter and he kind of can't get on with it. And I've got a funny relationship with Terre d'Hermes because I smelt it on my mate who wears it and I actually said, oh, what are you wearing? It sort of smells good. And I've sort of quite liked it. But whenever I've sort of tried wearing it, I can't kind of get on with it. The vetiver is a bit too prominent for me. And I wouldn't say it's earthy, but it's a bit too, I don't know, I can't kind of get on with it. But Manny recommended Timmy to try the Tray Fresh version because he said it's kind of got similar DNA, but it's a lot more wearable. And Timmy's first impression, it was a blind buy, was very much that. He just said, this is a really good flanker because it's got some originality from the DNA of the original, but they've made it its own. It's a fresher version. It's a lot more orangey. They've taken out. And he said he sort of quite liked it. And I was like, that might be the one for me. Because also I've noticed that there's no vetiver in there. They've removed the vetiver. They've made it more kind of citrusy, which I love my sort of mandarins and oranges. So I started kind of then looking online. So that might be my next purchase. So I thought I'd just ask your opinion. That's why I was like, ooh.
Well, let me know, because maybe I'll get it. And maybe we can do another live smelling on the podcast.
Oh, that could work. Yeah, that might work. Yeah.
Heard it here first, folks.
There we go. So if there's any listeners out there, let me know what you think to the Terre d'Hermes line and should I buy it? We've not mentioned it in a while, but we've got a Facebook group. So the Scent Geeks podcast Facebook group. Just drop a kind of message in there or comment in there and just let me know what you think to it. Is it kind of good? Because I can't, for whatever reason, I can't get on with the original Terre d'Hermes. So I'm curious to try it. So there we go. Sort of moves us on to YouTube, actually, doesn't it? So have you watched anything this week? I know you've been busy, so...
Well, I've not watched a lot this week. Yeah, it's been a very busy week, so I haven't really watched as many fragrance videos as I would have liked. But I have watched a few. Barry did a good video. Interesting idea. He got tagged to do it, but he's tagged me to do it, so I'm going to do it because it's something a bit different. It's the most unique bottles in your collection. So I thought that'll be... yeah, that'd be nice to talk about cool bottles instead of notes and things for a change. So that'll be a refreshing video to make. So I'm going to do that.
No, Office for Men is clearly the best bottle.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, you already mentioned Timmy. So Timmy has been involved in a podcast this week, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Or should we say a vodcast?
Yeah, it's a vodcast. I wonder where they got the idea from. No, I'm just... they probably don't even know.
Was it Max 40? He's just started one. Maybe they got the idea from Max 40. I don't know.
Mate, we are trailblazers. We are trailblazing right now, I'm telling you. 26 episodes in and we are just... we're blazing that trail.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't get to listen to the whole vodcast. Let's say listen, because they've obviously done it in a video format, haven't they? And I must confess, yeah, it's obviously visually, it's not kind of too entertaining. And as gorgeous as those three gentlemen are, it's more obviously probably something that you could leave running in the background and sort of almost like a podcast.
Yeah.
I guess we should say, obviously, it's Ashton. It was on Ashton's channel, wasn't it? So it was on GentSense.
Yeah.
And it's got Manny and Timmy. So ImagineSense and CascadeSense. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they were going through fragrance awards. I think nominated fragrances, weren't they, for an awards? And just talking about their feelings on them. So it was interesting. I couldn't watch the whole thing for the hour. I just didn't have the time, unfortunately. But it was good to see them all on screen. I think visually, they were all on point with their cameras. It wasn't just webcam stuff. It was, you know, they'd properly thought about film it and light it nicely. And so, you know, good visuals, good audio, and good content. But I just wonder, you know, if they've uploaded that also on a podcast platform or whether they're just leaving it as a podcast but on YouTube. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, because I sort of come in as more of a vodcast. I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I just don't think they had the chemistry and sexual tension that we have, mate. I don't think that's where the Scent Geeks really excel, is the sexual tension bouncing between Cambridge and York. That's where we really excel.
And the theme tune as well, mate. They just didn't bust out the guitar and
of course
get a good theme tune going.
The other thing that I watched this week that I wanted to mention, I'm not going to dwell too much on like Nigel and Two Cents Worth, because we've told people about his lives quite a lot.
That guy again.
But
always talking about him.
He had a live on Friday and it was a little bit different to his usual format because he had a guest. He had Matt Wilson from pocketsense.co.uk. And I've speak to Matt a lot through messaging, but I've never heard him talk. I've never seen his face. So it's really interesting to kind of hear what he's got to say, because he's a really knowledgeable, interesting guy. And mate, I didn't know that he is the Wilson of Norton and Wilson fame, i.e. Gravitas Pour On with Mr. Smelly. So I
know. Yeah, well, I only realised that very recently as well, just a few weeks ago, I think. But yeah, he's part of the partnership.
Yeah, so that was really interesting to hear his take, because I didn't know it was him. Obviously, Mr. Smelly is very much the front man to that sort of fragrance, and we know the perfumer is John Stevens. So I didn't know that. And Matt, it sounds like Matt has very much kind of helped bring it together, because he trained under John Stephen or knew him very well, so he kind of made that link, and it sounds like Matt's doing a lot of the sort of background stuff and all the contacts and things. So it's really cool to hear
a good team, I think, because you've got the front of Dan, and then Matt obviously with his training and with his experience of running a company and selling fragrances. So I think, yeah, great partnership, great way to do it. And Matt's just a good guy as well, isn't he? He's one of these people who's very positive in the community. I mean, you know, we know he's got his company, but I think it goes beyond that. He's always very engaged, and he's always in the lives. He shows great support, actually, Matt. And I've chatted with Matt a few times as well, and he always comes across as a really genuine, really, really good, honest kind of guy. So, yeah, we like Matt.
Yeah, he's such a good guy, and he really has got a genuine passion for it. You know, he's got his business and obviously he wants that to be successful, but he wouldn't release anything that he wasn't proud of or he didn't like. He always sends stuff out for people to test and get feedback, and one of the best things is he totally gets that it's subjective. Like, I've put out some reviews of his that have not been, you know, 100% positive, but he was fine with it, because he was like, look, it's subjective, you know, somebody else will love it, it's good, you know. And he actually said it, and it shows that you're, you know, genuine as well, if you don't, you know, praise everything that I do. So he's such a good guy. So I thought, if nothing else, I wanted to bring attention to the fact that he is the Wilson of Norton and Wilson, because I just think he deserves some credit for it, because he's such a good
bloke. Interesting fact, isn't it? Yeah. yeah. Have you smelt Gravitas yet?
No, I know you have, but I've not. Yeah. It's funny because I messaged Matt after his live and I said, you know, well done, mate. You did sort of well. Did you enjoy it, etc. And we started talking, and I said to him, I didn't know you were sort of Wilson of Norton and Wilson fame, and I think I'm fairly sure, and Matt agrees that, you know, Gravitas is not going to be my style of fragrance. It's not, because it's that sort of more old school, gentlemanly kind of vibe. Yeah. And he said that's what we were going for. That's the market. So there's no, you know, they're not apologising for that. I was like, no, totally. But he did say he would send me a sample. So if I like that fragrance, well, it's not that I dislike any of that, those sort of fragrances. It's just not stuff that I love or kind of get really excited about. But, it, you know, it'd be interesting to try it.
Well, I've heard their next release is going to be called Basic Bitch, so I think that might be more to your liking, mate.
That sounds more like something from Aaron Terrence Hughes, to be honest. Basic Bitch. He's got Boss Bastard and all sorts, haven't he? So,
and then there'll be Dirtier Basic Bitch.
Yeah, exactly. But you actually got a compliment, didn't you, on Gravitas Perform? Wasn't it from like a taxi driver or something? Is that right?
Yeah, they sent me a sample and put it on. Got in the taxi and the taxi driver was like, that's really good, is it a Tom Ford? And I was like, no, it's from Mr. Smelly, actually. He's a YouTuber. And he was just, for the whole taxi journey, he was couldn't get over how good it was. He was like, where can I buy it from? So I filmed a little bit of video, which you can see. I think Dan included it in one of his collection of people talking about his fragrances on a video on his channel. So if you want to see, I think he was called Stefan, the taxi driver, complimenting me on video in the back of the taxi, then go and watch that on there. I think I've got it on my channel on the little collab I did with Dan about his fragrance, and then it's on his channel also as well. Yeah,
it's actually quite sort of, because is it 100 mils, about 90 quid, isn't it, or something?
Yes, yeah, very reasonably priced.
Yeah, priced, yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, and it's for the quality, it smells great. So very, very good value, I think.
Oh, cool. So where are we at? Is there anything else you've kind of caught your eye on YouTube this week, or?
Nope, I don't think so. I think that dries up the YouTube news for this week. Is it Centenario?
It is. You've caught me off guard slightly. Let me just load it up. I've got it here somewhere.
Come on, Steve. Get on the ball. Come on.
Yeah, I know. So this week's Centenario. So I'm sure everybody knows this, but the Centenarios are basically little fragrance situations that we put to Chris, and on the odd occasion, a special guest, such as Mr. Roger himself. And we just throw it out there, give Chris a little scenario, and he's got a selective fragrance, and it can be something that he owns or he's tried or whatever. So we have kind of vetoed a few because they've kind of keep reappearing. So this week's scenario is, I don't think it's not a complicated situation. And I must admit, I think he's trying to steer you to choose a specific fragrance. It's not his fragrance. Mr. Smelly sent in one looking for a gentlemanly fragrance that impresses taxi drivers. No. So this comes from Andy H, and he says, hi Steve, I've got a scenario for you. And then he's putting big brackets, post lockdown said scenario. He's actually putting the message. so well done. He's put a 40-year-old manager in tech going on a first date with a similarly aged woman at a cocktail bar. She is from the Caribbean or Caribbean, depending if you're from the US or UK. She works as a city trader, and she likes rum, partying, and coconut water. That's very specific things that he's giving you there. I think that's a bit too leading, if I'm honest. So the challenge here is to have the gravitas to appeal to the city side while still keeping it fun and flirty. Now, what I'm going to do is veto the fragrance that he thinks. I'm wondering if Chris will choose this, and I'm going to veto this one just so you can't. I wonder if Chris will choose Dewar's Poseidon in the Caribbean or Caribbean. So I'm going to say that you can't have that one. I don't know if that was in your mind, but...
Well, presumably that is a hybrid of Aventus and Virgin Island water.
I don't know. I've not looked it up.
Poseidon's elixir is their Aventus interpretation. So Caribbean, I'm guessing, with it having the coconut and the rum aspect, I'm guessing that is the Virgin Island water. To be honest, I thought you were going to say, I'm going to veto Virgin Island water.
Yeah, well, let's veto that as well then, because it's too easy. So she's a city trader, so he said the challenge here is to have the gravitas to appeal to the city side, but while still keeping it fun and flirty. He's not said, like, what sort of time of year it is, if it's hot or anything like that. He's also not said if it's kind of, like, going straight from work or anything like that. So Yeah. So you've got, I mean, this is, by your standards, mate, this is easy. Let's be honest. You're a pro at this now, so this should be
yeah,
easy.
I know. I know what I'm going for here.
There you go. Easy peasy. So what is it?
Right. We're going niche. We're going Aaron Terrence Hughes, and he has a fragrance called Ozone, which is kind of got connections with that Virgin Island water DNA, but I think it modernises it. I think it makes it a little more exciting. It's a little bit more exuberant. So I think that has that modern, fresh city feel. It's a very mass-appealing, crowd-pleasing fragrance, but it's got niche qualities to it as well. So I think it's just a perfectly balanced fragrance. Aaron made that one to be very mass-appealing and very commercial, and I think he does. I think it's his most commercial fragrance, and I just think that would work. I think it works all the time, anytime, but I just think if you're on the Caribbean, you've got that little bit of lime coconut, and then you want to impress someone from the city, so it's got a nice modern twist on it as well. I think that would work perfectly.
Sounds like an advert now, but Ozone's sort of quite affordable. One of Aaron's more affordable ones as well, isn't it?
It is actually, yeah. It's £75 for 50 mil, I think, which is about half the price of a lot of his other fragrances. Mm-hmm. And it's very popular. Just from the comments I've seen on Instagram, people have really loved Ozone. People really, really enjoy it. It's a good, mass-appealing, bright fragrance.
Yeah, that did. That I know. Obviously, you work with Aaron, and we can mention your fragrance in a minute. But that wasn't like we're not sponsored there, because that did sound a bit cheesy. It's like, oh, yeah. Chris, that's actually one of these more affordable ones, isn't it? I did sound like a plant, didn't I? To be fair,
it's really difficult. You can't get away with anything, even if there's nothing to get away with. When you're doing this, you'll know, like your relationship with Matt and with Dave at Alexandria, you make connections and you form allegiances with people, because that's just what happens. You know, they're going to send you some fragrances to talk about, and so you get chatting to them and you develop a relationship. So, you know, with Aaron, I don't go out, you know, certainly not in lockdown, don't go to the pub with him or anything like that, but we've met up and we've filmed a few videos and we chat a lot about the fragrance. So I would say that, yeah, you know, he's a friend. But in my video where I included Ozone, someone in the comments said, bit sus you're including one of Aaron's fragrances here. So that means anyone who I've kind of forged a relationship with in Fragcom, that immediately means that it's suspicious if I include their fragrance in any kind of video. I'd have nothing left to talk about.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, this is the thing we said.
Other than designers.
You can't win. Everybody's a fucking shill in this game, apparently. Because we've not mentioned this, but obviously we both featured on the Fragrance Jerk again more recently. So, So I was on there.
Double jerked, weren't we?
Yeah, so I was on there because I did a video I mentioned last week for my top seven fragrances to include in your fragrance list video. Kind of a bit of irony there. And they put it on there and went, oh, a bit of self-awareness. And then they put, we're still shilling the C bomb. I mean, I swear on this podcast, but I feel like the C word is maybe a bit much. They called us that. And then someone kind of didn't get the comments and commented, but it kind of went away, that one. And then you got jerked as well this week. So I only told you about this, but they you did your list video for Perfume Parlour. Yeah. And they was like, oh, shilling again for Perfume Parlour, whatever. But what was nice, I actually was going to message you and go, Chris, have you set up an account so you could defend yourself from Fragrance Jerk? Because a lovely person was defending you and said, no, I like this channel and he doesn't do it very often and I look forward to it. It's a good mix. It includes Perfume Parlour sometimes and I look forward to those as well as all the others in niche. And I was like, fucking hell, this must be Chris. But yeah, so someone did come to your defence, which was really nice.
Well, thank you, whoever that was. But yeah, I mean, if I did one every week, then yeah, I can imagine why people might say that. But I made a point, because I knew there was going to be comments, but I made a point at the beginning of that video saying it's been, you know, 7 months since I last did one of these videos. So if I'm kind of trying to, you know, sell for that company, then I wouldn't be making one every 7 months.
But I mean, I sound like I'm sort of, well, I am defending you, but your channel obviously is broad. You do a lot of niche, you do designer, and some people are still, you know, into clones and they like Perfume Parlour, etc. So you're appealing to everyone, the masses. And in fact, I discovered Perfume Parlour through you, and actually it was on your channel, and that's when I kind of got into Perfume Parlour and then kind of got into fragrances as well. So there you go. It's
and,
you're
and
doing
also
a service.
I like I like talking about Perfume Parlor, because I always say that I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking to you now. I wouldn't have my YouTube channel. I wouldn't have, you know, got into fragrance collecting if it weren't for Perfume Parlor. They were my gateway into the weird and wonderful world of niche. So I feel like I've got a nice little historic connection with Perfume Parlor. So I quite like recommending them to other people as well.
Yeah, I think that, and I still maintain, when we went on that night out, we did that fragrance meet up in London, and I can't remember the guy's name, the dude, the sort of quite big dude, and I remember we was talking to him about kind of perfume parlors and clones and stuff.
Carl,
that's it. Yes, yeah. And I'd never thought about it before, but he just said it really well, because I think you said, "Oh, what do you think of perfume parlor?" And he said, "Well, to me, they're not stealing business from anybody, because if you're paying like 10 or 15 quid for a perfume parlor version, you're not the sort of person, they're not stealing business from £200 like niche fragrance. The person who's spending £200 on niche fragrance aren't going to go, actually, I'll get Perfume Parlor 15 quid. Do you know what I mean? There's leaps, they're miles apart there. So you're not going to be stealing business.
But Perfume Parlor can also lead to more business for the niche companies, because many people will try a Perfume Parlor out, and then if they like it, like I've done, and Barry was talking about this in one of his videos, if you like it, you do go and buy the original if you want it in your collection. So if anything, I think those companies are perhaps leading to more sales. That could be controversial to say that, but I'm just talking about the way I do it, and I know that if it weren't for Perfume Parlor, I would not have made original niche purchases that I have done.
Yeah, I mean, same with Leighton and if another clone house, but Royal Equestrian from Alexandra, I fell in love with that fragrance, and then I felt it, I had to buy the original from Parfum de Marly. So it does kind of work. I mean, there's the whole thing about, you know, it's kind of copyright, well, not copyright, but they're stealing intellectual property, blah, 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 but that's a whole nother debate. But yeah, stealing business, I think, it's a lot more complicated than just, you know, as it is, but... But there you go, mate. I mean, that's time, isn't it? We've actually spoke quite a lot about fragrance for a change.
I think we've just about gone for about 40 minutes there, so I think that is a good enough time. I can go and put my feet up and watch some Netflix.
Oh yeah, I'm doing the edit, aren't I?
Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least we got through it smoothly this week. At least no technical hitches for the last 2 weeks. So
exactly.
We're on a roll.
Fingers crossed. Okay, Chris, well, do you want to kind of say goodbye then, and I'll kind of sign off and stuff?
Yeah, short and sweet. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. We'll be here next week.
Excellent. As always, it's good fun, mate. I really enjoyed this episode, I must say. It felt really nice, because I felt like we've not spoken much this week, so it was quite a nice organic conversation, I felt.
Yeah, good catch up.
Good to catch up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We do really appreciate it. Thanks for all the donations. Do keep sending in the scenarios, because that makes my life easier, because I haven't got to think of something. And as I say, try to be quite weird and specific with it, so it's not too broad, so we don't make it too easy for Chris. And I've got away with not thinking of one this week, so that's quite good. Other than that, stay safe, everybody, and have a great week, and we will see you next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye.